Stocks are a little jittery trading. They've been bouncing around a lot. Returning guest Mike Willman is president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in suburban Evanston. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me back, Chris.
Are we taking a little bit of a pause here after these triple-digit swings one way or the other?
Yeah, it's been a really wild ride. I think you really have three stories causing what I'm seeing as a market tug of war today. The first two are negative. If you caught the story this morning, federal prosecutors are working together with the SEC in conducting a criminal probe into whether several Wall Street banks misled investors about their roles in mortgage bond deals. So originally you had Goldman Sachs that was on the hot seat. Morgan Stanley was involved too. And now the list has expanded and you have JP Morgan Chase, you have Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, UBS. And I think the news has pushed down names in that group for sure. I mean, J.P. Morgan's down about 1%, the same with Citigroup. It's possible the probe could end with no charges being brought against any of these firms. But I think until more is known, and you've seen this with Goldman, it's going to weigh down the companies involved. That's the one thing. The other is Cisco, which is kind of puzzling. They had a pretty good earnings report. The CEO even called it the best quarter they've ever had. But you know, there was a little bit of caution in his outlook going forward, just a tiny bit of caution, and that stock's down 4.5%, and that's both a Dow and a NASDAQ component. On the positive side, I think that's pulling the markets back up. The Labor Department said the number of U.S. workers filing new claims for jobless benefits fell by 4,000. I mean, it's a small decline, but it's the fourth straight week we've seen a decline, and the number of claims is the lowest since March 27th. So we're seeing a downward trend, and we're seeing an improvement in the economy, and that's you know, probably going to lead to employers adding some jobs.
It's interesting. Anybody who flew out of stocks during the big emergency day last week could have sat with those stocks, and they'd actually be a little higher now than they were before the 1,000-point drop.
Yeah, I always, you know, I'm a long-term investor for my clients, for myself. I always stress that you should have a reasonable plan in place. Stick to that plan. Don't let market gyrations cause you to make any changes. It's impossible to time the market, and last week and early this week is a prime example. If you panicked on the day that you saw the 1,000-point drop, you'd be in bad shape because you would have missed everything coming back this week. I mean, we're just about where we were before the drop. So it's important, I think, now in this type of market that investors have at least a 5 to 10 year time horizon if they want any stock exposure.
How do you see the trend going forward?
I'm cautiously optimistic. I think, you know, the Labor Department report I just mentioned is a positive thing. I think, you know, what really drives the stock market up is obviously earnings. We're still in the middle of the earnings season, but 77% of companies have beaten analyst expectations. Typically, that's more recently been in the 60% range. And I think the real positive you're seeing is 70% of these companies beat revenue estimates. So they're not only, you know, before when the crisis was in full swing, companies did a great job of trimming. You know, obviously they trimmed employees. We have a high unemployment rate. But I think the question mark for everyone was, you know, once they did all the trimming, you know, if things don't turn around, are companies going to make any money? And you're seeing that they're doing well. They're increasing their revenue. It's not just cost-cutting measures that are helping these companies deliver great earnings.
What do you like for investments right now?
What I like in portfolios for clients is hedge mutual funds are what I'm emphasizing. So these are mutual funds that follow strategies of hedge funds. So, you know, they're liquid. You buy them every day from a regular mutual fund company. So it's nothing illiquid or, you know, exotic in terms of that. But the strategy that I like the most is an asset allocation strategy, sometimes called a macro strategy. So basically you have a portfolio manager that can dive into a company and look at the entire capital structure. So they'll dive into a company and, you know, they might do all the research and figure that the bond is the best thing to own, maybe the convertible bond or maybe the equity. I think you need to have a lot of flexibility in this market, and you need to have a portfolio manager that can really dig in and find the best spot to take in terms of investing in a company.
And is gold in any of those portfolios?
Gold is in portfolios. You know, I tend to invest in commodities a commodity investment that holds a basket of commodities. So I use the PIMCO Commodity Real Return as one of the funds I use in portfolios. So I'd rather own a basket of commodities than make a call on gold. Obviously, you know, when everyone panics, everyone goes to gold. But gold is, you know, pretty pricey at this point. And I've read articles even this morning about gold being the next big bubble in the market. So, you know, I don't mind a little exposure to it, but I wouldn't go crazy.
Mike, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Thanks for having me back.
Sure. Mike Willman is president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. WBBM News Time, 1236.